All right, on this Monday morning, we have been spending the last few weeks getting to know people running for public office here in the Blue Water area. And joining us right now is Port Huron Area School District Board of Education candidate Frank Partapilo. Frank, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate you giving us a few minutes this morning. First of all, just introduce yourself for people who don't know who Frank Partapilo is.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm an attorney here in town. I've been practicing for the last 16 years and married. My wife is a nurse, works over at McLaren Port Huron, and I have two daughters in the Port Huron Area School District.
And so what made you decide that you wanted to be on the school board?
You know, I found myself complaining a lot about what was happening in the schools and in the education that my kids were getting, and I find it very hypocritical of myself to sit on the sidelines and not try to get involved to fix it. So after enough complaining, I decided, hey, I need to get involved. I need to try to help. I need to try to fix some of the issues that I'm seeing.
So what are some of those issues that had you concerned?
Well, I have a couple of different ones. I mean, the primary one is the standardized testing that these kids are forced to take. And I know a lot of that state-driven. I know a lot of it, some of it's even federally driven. But I think we need to give these kids an opportunity to learn. Not learn about what's on a test, but to learn, to think, to use common sense, to learn problem-solving skills, and to learn life skills. And those are things that you can't test on a test. And I think those aspects of education have fallen by the wayside. We need to fix that. We need to change the narrative. And then the other thing that I saw was just a lack of opportunity for kids coming out of high school, especially in that area, who don't want to go to college. We need more skill center programs. We need to partner with local businesses. Give these kids an opportunity to do apprenticeships, internships before they leave high school so that they know these are programs that I want to get in. This is a living I want to make for myself and for my family. And they can do it cheaply. They can do it efficiently while in high school. And it's a lot cheaper for the community. It's a lot cheaper for everybody. If they find out, maybe I don't want to be an electrician. Maybe I want to try something else. And they still are 10th grade, 11th grade. They can make those changes. And I just think that those programs are sorely lacking in our community.
What did you think of the Port Huron Area School District's back-to-school plan? I know there was a lot of meeting, a lot of community input over the summer to determine how to reopen schools. What did you think of the process, and what did you think of the outcome?
Well, I think the process was handled properly. I think that I think a lot of the proposals were looked at, and I think that the board did a nice job considering all of the various options they had. And there weren't, unfortunately, I mean, there is no playbook for this. You know, the last time we had a pandemic like this historically was 1918. And, you know, it's a completely different world. So there's no right or wrong answer. So I think the process was handled appropriately. The decision, it wasn't a decision I would have made. I'm a huge proponent of parent choice. I think parents know their kids better than the school district does, better than the school board does. And so I think that aspect of whether to send your child back hybrid or send them or have them do a virtual program, I think that was spot on. But the virtual program, I think, that they picked, in my opinion, it just isn't working for a lot of these students. I think we've got great teachers here in Port Huron, in the Port Huron Area School District. We need to use them. And I would have advocated for more Port Huron Area School District teachers teaching virtual programs. But other than that, I think that, you know, the hybrid system, what we knew at that point, at that time, I think that was the right decision. The virtual component, I think, could have been done a little bit differently.
Talking with Frank Partapilo, he's a candidate for the Port Huron Area School District Board of Education. Frank, what is your estimation of the relationship between the administration and faculty? Do you think the teachers feel that they have a good relationship with the school administration?
You know, I think that, you know, and again, I think you have everybody on the same team, the administration, the teachers, the parents, the students. They all want the same thing. They all want Port Huron Area students to prosper. And I think we all have to get in the same direction. We have to row the boat in the same direction. You know, and I think that a key component of that is the administration and the teachers being on the same page. You're always going to have disagreements, and that's fine. Disagreements are healthy. They're good. That's how you grow. You know, that's how you see various points, and you have to be able to understand that. But I think that we need to make sure that our teachers and our administrators are all kind of pulling in the same direction and have the best interests of the kids at heart when they make their decisions.
Six candidates for three seats on the school board, so obviously a lot of interest in getting on the Port Huron Area School District Board of Education. Frank, when voters cast their ballots in the Port Huron District, why should they elect you to the Port Huron Area School District Board of Ed?
Well, I just hope that people understand that I have some different views, different thoughts about how the school system should run. I have two kids in the system. I'm heavily, heavily invested in making sure that the Port Huron Area School District is as good as it can possibly be. I want other school districts to look at us and say, God, we should be like them. We should do what Port Huron's doing because they've got it. They know what they're doing. And I think I have some ideas, and I think I have the ability to negotiate. You know, I'm an attorney. I've been negotiating for the last 17 years and on a daily basis. I know how to work with people who don't necessarily agree with everything I have to say. And most importantly, I think I know how to compromise. You know, I think that that's a huge element of our society that we're missing. We need to compromise. We can't draw a line in the sand anymore and say, it's my way or we're not doing it. We need to be able to move in the right direction. We need to make sure that these kids are getting the best education we can possibly provide because they're the future. We need to make sure that they know that they can come out of school, go to college, they're ready, or go into a skill job and make sure that they have the knowledge, the skills, the education to succeed.
Frank, appreciate your time this morning. Good luck on Election Day.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Paul.
You bet. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.